Audio Boo. It's Tuesday, November 22nd, 2011. It's cold and gross and rainy outside, and I'm in my basement. And I'm recording this because I lost a friend today. I'd never actually met her in real life, but through her books and through a vibrant online community based around her books, she feels like a friend, and it's very difficult and very sad that we've lost her. I'm talking, of course, about Anne McCaffrey, who died yesterday. She was 85. Many of you are also readers of her books. I mentioned her death on Twitter about 5 hours ago and got a lot of responses. And I just wanted to, since it is Thanksgiving in 2 days, I just wanted to talk briefly about the impact that she's made on my life and thank her for that. Anne McCaffrey was the first science fiction author I read and got into. I read Dragon Song, which is the first in her Harper Hall trilogy, which is a sub-series of The Dragon Riders of Pern, which is her biggest most popular series, and is awesome. When I was a freshman in high school in 2001, it was in my English book, of all places, and I found it and started it and was completely engrossed. It wasn't until a few years later, when I was able to access books through Web Braille and Bookshare, that I started on the rest of the Pern series and also read a lot of her other books in various series. And I'm not going to say she's a brilliant author. Her books are, some of them are groundbreaking. Many of them began, I don't think anybody would be writing the fantasy about dragons that they do these days if it wasn't for Anne. And she was certainly one of the forerunners of women writers in science fiction and fantasy. If it weren't for her, I don't think half the people, or three quarters of the women that are writing today, would be writing today. She really broke ground, and she covered a lot of topics that people weren't discussing back in the 60s and 70s, and I think the greatest thing about her is how she builds these worlds that you can just escape into. I know I read many of her books in difficult times in my life. I read two of her series in my freshman year of college, which, as some of you know, was not a good time. And I think the main reason I like her is because her fantasy and her science fiction is escapist. There's not a lot of thinking required, it's not difficult, and it's just good. You can escape into these worlds and get to know these characters and leave your everyday life behind for a while, and I think that is something that you really need in a good book. And it's thanks to Anne that I was introduced to so many authors like Andre Norton and Mercedes Lackey, and became the fantasy and science fiction fan I am today. And I also got involved somewhat in the online community surrounding her books. There are a lot of different forums and RPGs and stuff that are based on her series or on her books in general. And it's a really nice community. People from all around the world just gather online. And you'd find that for a lot of different authors and a lot of different fandoms. But I've been reading different posts that people wrote today, and a lot of people have to say the same things that I'm saying. So, Anne, I have to thank you for being such an important part of my literary life, for helping me escape, for bringing me characters and creatures and worlds that I have come to love, and for just being you and for breaking ground and being awesome. So rest in peace, Anne. You will never, ever be forgotten. And again, thank you. Don't forget to be awesome. I will see you tomorrow.